You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
The only way you can take ESPN Rochester with you is the Radio.com app. Download it today and listen to us anytime, anywhere. The sports leader, ESPN Rochester.
Bills Ravens, 9 a.m. pregame coverage starts here on ESPN Rochester, covering the game with 13 WAM Sports. Jenna Cottrell, good with her time and joining us now in the sports bar. Jenna, how you been?
I'm good, guys. How are you doing?
Jenna, I'm going to take a guess. You do not own a jersey at all.
No, I do.
You do?
I do.
Yes.
I do. I have a couple. Yeah, I actually picked up the Sabres 50th anniversary jerseys because I thought those were really sharp. But I do. I have a couple.
Now, the question Gene would have, I think, next, I'm not going to put words in your mouth. My co-host here, I think, is ashamed to admit that you'd be okay wearing a jersey even though you work in the media, going to a game wearing a jersey. If you were to be recognized as a member of the media wearing the jersey, are you worried about any fallout of that?
Oh, yeah, I would never wear a jersey to the game while I was covering.
Not while covering it. While enjoying it as a fan.
I would maybe. I don't know. It depends on if it's the team. If it's the Bills, I wouldn't wear a jersey just because I cover the team so much. But if it's another team that maybe I don't cover as much and I have the jersey, then I might wear it. But I wear a jersey. It's only to a game. If I'm going to wear a jersey, and I only do that, like, maybe one time out of 15 games. That even seems like a stretch.
We have a guy here in the building that wore the Edmonds jersey and the hat today. You don't have that in your building, right? Wearing a jersey to work on a Friday?
No, I mean, there's casual Friday and then there's that. Yeah, I don't think anyone's doing that. Like I said a little earlier off air, it's a bold strategy to wear the jersey to work, in my personal opinion. I know some people do it, but got to be really comfortable with yourself. Also, your team might be, it depends on who your team is too. You know, if they're getting a little flack, then I don't know if I would even want to wear the jersey to a public space.
Well, I think if you're a Buffalo Bills fan and you're going into Sunday, you're feeling pretty good, or at least you were feeling good until last night, and then you realize, oh, that signature win that we had on Thanksgiving doesn't feel so signature anymore. Dallas is really bad. It all could change with a win on Sunday against the Ravens. First of all, Jenna, tell us about Thanksgiving in Dallas. How was that experience for you? What were your takeaways from that game?
That was a lot of fun. You know, you go into Jerry's World, AT&T Stadium is gigantic. It is massive. Actually, Mike Catalano and I went down there. We actually learned that that stadium is actually a contemporary art museum as well. It was fascinating. I know, I had no idea. Jerry Jones kind of takes care of all the football stuff. His wife does everything else. But it was interesting because that's a game, I think that game was different than the Bears game, for at least the Bears beating Dallas, was because Josh Allen and the Bills came in on Thanksgiving, a game that you can't sneak up on the Cowboys on Thanksgiving. They went in there. They looked accurate. They were able to score. It was, like you said, that signature win. Whereas yesterday was on the road for Dallas. They were coming off a really tough game, a tough loss the week before. And it was funny. I saw on Twitter earlier today that I can't remember who tweeted it, but Josh Allen broke the Cowboys. I thought that was pretty funny. I don't think you can – I think it's important for the Bills to have that confidence after a game like Dallas, because it was a good win. Maybe this Cowboys team is not as talented as turning out to be the case, but I still think that doesn't take away from the fact that on national TV for the first time this season, away from home, the Bills were able to make a statement like the one they did.
So you don't think anything less of the Bills today based on what Dallas did not do last night against the Bears?
I personally don't, because I think either way, the Bills were able to score. They were able to score in a lot of different ways, and I think also it helps the confidence. You know, Micah Hyde in the locker room talked about how confidence is a hell of a drug, and it's so important for a team to be confident when you kind of head into this home stretch of the season. So I think maybe some people, national media, I think a lot of times like to say, you know, the Bills aren't for real, they're not legit, or they're not building. But I think the Bills winning in Texas was huge for them. No matter, you know, some people might want to discredit it, but I think if you're the Bills, it's so important to have that high confidence after ending out your season. You know, you're now 9-3. I don't think they care what other people think. They just think, okay, it's the next test.
Well, and that's an attitude that's fueled a lot of teams to championships. I mean, Philadelphia kind of had the same attitude, you know, on their run to the Super Bowl that, you know, is the them versus the world, Philadelphia versus everyone. No one likes us. Mm-hmm. We don't care. And you even hear Bills players after that game in Dallas saying, you know, you don't like us, but we're winning. I mean, you know, Buffalo versus everyone. This mentality, you know, can carry them through the rest of the season. And you know, at this point, you know, if you're a team like Buffalo that I think a lot of people nationally would have thought team is 8-8 at best, you're playing with house money at this point.
Yeah, I agree. But it's so funny. So I asked Lorenzo Alexander on Wednesday, you know, everyone's picking against you again. The Bills opened up a 6.5 point underdogs to Baltimore for Sunday. And I go, you know, how much does that band you guys together being the underdog? Lorenzo stopped me and was like, look, we don't care. And I was like, what do you mean you don't care? Like, I feel like at least that would be a rallying point, right? And he's like, you might think we pin that up on the, you know, the bulletin board of nobody bets on us, everyone's like rooting against us, but we are not motivated by that. Lorenzo was saying they're motivated by the fact that they want to play well for one another. And the fact that, you know, what happens when the national media is saying, wow, this team has come so far, how are you going to be motivated? I thought it was interesting because I was like, you know, really? Like, you're not motivated by people counting against you? And Lorenzo really stayed to the fact that, no, we are motivated by just wanting to win for one another. And he talked about how that locker room is so different than so many other locker rooms. You know, Lorenzo's been there for a couple years now, but even Frank Gore said that locker room the Bills have is so different. He's been on so many other teams. So I thought it was kind of, I was like, okay, I don't know if I can really believe this, but Lorenzo really hit it home, the fact that they're motivated to play for one another, because, hey, if once people start believing in this team, does that change how you're motivated? He said, no, we always want to be motivated by one another.
Jenna Cottrell, our guest here, 13 Wham, as the Bills getting ready for the Ravens. A practice squad player, I'm going to ask about that. Jenna, how good an actor is Ray McCloud?
Well, that's what's so funny was, we were trying to figure out, like, members of the media, okay, who's going to be Ray, right? We're talking about Isaiah McKenzie, maybe a guy like that, you know, Christian Wade, a guy that's also pretty quick, practice squad running back. And then we found out that it was Ray McCloud, a wide receiver who the Bills initially cut, then brought back on the team. He's on the practice squad. And I was kind of like, oh, I wouldn't expect it to be Ray, but it was brought up the fact that he had over 5,000 rushing yards when he was in high school. He's definitely a dynamic athlete. And Ray, you know, we went over to talk to him, and he's like, I'm just here to do whatever job the team needs. You know, he's a good practice squad guy, you know, talking about that. But I think the Bills are absolutely going to need that scout team. And the fact that Ray has had success rushing the ball, at least in high school, shows that he has some of that elusiveness. Now, will it be enough to prepare the Bills? We'll have to wait and see on Sunday.
Yeah, Jenna, we'll get more into what the Bills need to do in order to secure a W against this tough Baltimore Ravens team on Sunday. But before we get to that, we've been known to dish out some hot kicker talk here in the sports bar, and we couldn't help but notice that the Bills put in a claim for McLaughlin that ended up going to Indianapolis. The Patriots also putting in that claim. And Steven Hauschka, you know, isn't a dummy. He has to know that the team put in that claim. What do you think that does to his confidence moving forward here? He hasn't had a great season.
No, I mean, I think the Bills went out and gave him that extension to show their confidence in him, but by the fact of them putting in that claim on McLaughlin, I think that sends the message of, hey, you need to shape up. You need to be more consistent, because he is really struggling, and it's been upsetting because I feel like the kicking game has really taken a downturn. There's so many guys out, you know, Adam Vinatieri, I know now he's not going to be out there, but the fact that there's so many players that have been kind of benchmarks on their team, and Hauschka being one of them as a kicker that is really struggled this season. So the message has been put out there by McDermott and Brandon Bean of the fact that, you know, you better shape up. Now it's going to be challenging to see, or interesting to see at least, how Hauschka reacts, because, I mean, the games now on, from now on out, are going to be outside. It's going to be cold. It's going to be, you know, Pittsburgh and New England and then back in Buffalo. And these not easy places to kick, but there's going to be a lot of pressure on Hauschka because of the fact that he hasn't been performing, and especially in that Dallas game when you're in a dome and you're missing, not a good look.
Yeah, I mean, and some of the things you hear about Hauschka, I mean, they're all they've all got their superstitions, but Jenna, he seems like a guy that wants it in his head. I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, but that guy, between his rituals and everything else that I read, I hope he can figure it out here.
I do too, and he is so methodical. Like, you look at him, even at practice, like, he's very into yoga and very into Pilates and very zen and all of those things. You know, he tries to take himself out of the equation and kind of mechanically go through his kicking. But it's one thing to miss a kick, but he is consistently missed. And I think that's when it gets in your head. Now, can he shake that off? The Bills need him to. If they want to be able to be good down the stretch and be a good playoff team, they're going to have that part of their special team. So I think Hauschka got that message. I'm going to be interested to see how that affects him, because, you know, when you have, it's not outside noise of your team wants you to kick better. That's inside noise from McDermott and the Bills brass saying, hey, we need to do a better job.
Jenna Cottrell, 13 WHAM Sports, our guest in the sports bar, Danger and Battaglia on ESPN Rochester. Jenna, take us through the week of press conferences with Sean McDermott. I feel like we've heard a lot about eye discipline this week. Yes. Gap integrity seems to be a big thing this week. You know, what is he talking about, and what exactly, who are we watching? I imagine that the center of the Bills defense is going to be something that fans are going to want to pay close attention to if they have any way, shape, or form of stopping this Baltimore offense.
Yeah, we heard that, the gap integrity, the eye discipline. And that kind of just means, you know, every guy needs to do their 111th, which sounds so cliche. And especially when you want, you know, you want this Bills defense to play aggressive. But Jerry Hughes is kind of talking about, you have to guard against doing too much, because the Ravens will exploit any weakness that you show them. And you really have to stay consistent and do exactly what your task is and just hope that every other guy is doing the same, because once there's one crack, the Ravens will take advantage. And I thought it was interesting, and that's one of the reasons why I am worried about this game for the Bills, is just because we've seen those slides in their run defense and in that gap integrity that we were just mentioning. So this is a team, this Ravens team, that is able to run the ball and run the ball really, really well. So for the Bills, it's going to be all about getting pressure, and I think they're going to really want to keep Lamar Jackson in the pocket as much as possible. So that means a lot of pressure from that defensive line and being able to kind of keep him in there and make him rely on throwing the ball as opposed to running, which we've seen him be so, you know, dynamic in.
About that defensive line news over the last hour here, Ed Oliver was named the rookie of the week. Jenna, what turned this around for Ed? Was it just a matter of getting benched at one point, or, you know, having his reps reduced?
I mean, it's so funny because Ed Oliver has always been the best person on any team that he's played on. And when McDermott decided to bench him and give Jordan Phillips that starting position, I was curious to see how Ed would react. He's a younger guy. You know, he's a first-round draft pick. Again, he's been the best guy on every team. So it takes a lot for him to realize, like, okay, I need to work harder, for Ed to be able to do that at such a young age. And I had question marks if that was the way to actually motivate a guy like that. And, you know, obviously McDermott knows his guys, knows his personnel, because to see the way Oliver has grown, and just even the last three games, I mean, he has four sacks in the last three games. I think it took that awakening of, okay, this is the NFL. I'm not going to just get by on the fact that I'm talented. I have to be able to work, and I have to be dedicated to the fact that, okay, there's going to be things that go wrong. How do I readjust? And I think a portion of that, too, is, you know, there's always a transition from college ball to the NFL. And I think now that we're, you know, multiple weeks, multiple months into the season, Oliver's had a chance to kind of settle in. But I think it's been, like, this is how you want your first-round pick to play. And it's nice to see that after those concerns earlier on.
Jenna, we spent time talking about Lamar Jackson earlier this afternoon on ESPN Rochester during One Bills Live. John Murphy did us the disservice of reminding us what Mark Ingram did to the Buffalo Bills the last time he was at New Merrifield. I want to say it was three touchdowns as a member of the Saints. Yeah. So, you know, you could, you know, focus on trying to stop Lamar Jackson, but the Bills have never really been able to stop that guy either. What do you think they need to do to prevent Mark Ingram from going off and having the kind of day he had just a couple of seasons ago in New Merrifield?
Well, that's what's so funny, too, is we were talking, once again, to Lorenzo Alexander, who was there when the Saints came in, when Ingram was on the Saints. And he was just saying, he's like, I had that nightmare of Mark Ingram and what he was able to do to our defense. Because those three touchdowns, I mean, the Bills were ran over by the Saints. Now Ingram with the Ravens, Lamar Jackson adding another threat to that. I think it's just going to be like what we talked about earlier, the fact that this Bills defense has got to be able to contain Lamar Jackson, contain the run game. They're gonna have plays. They're gonna they're going to be able to move the chains. But it's that bend, don't break philosophy that we've seen the Bills be able to do these last couple of weeks. But it's going to be about that. And that's also on the Bills' offense. Don't even, you know, the Bills' offense, if they're able to eat up the clock, run the ball, and be able to score points, you don't have Baltimore on the field. You don't need to worry. So if the Bills' offense can also be a catalyst to help out this Bills' defense, and that's going to take a complete game. So I'm excited to see the progress that this Bills team has made over these last 3 weeks. Seems like everything's coming together. And now it's their biggest test of the season. So it'll be fun, I think, to see how this Bills team has evolved when you have a team that's as hot as the Ravens are.
Jenna Cottrell, 13 Wham, joining us. Jenna, half of the dream scenario for the Bills fans this week is the Bills winning. The other half, can Kansas City lend a huge hand? Jenna, we had Vic Carucci from the Buffalo News on earlier week, and that we were talking about what happened in that Houston game and how the Patriots looked so disheveled. And while we've seen the Patriots in this circumstance before, where they look bad and they bounce back, and what Vic said was interesting to me. Trust your eyes when asked, is this the beginning to the end? So Jenna, your thoughts on what's happening down in New England right now? Could we really believe this is the beginning of the end to the Patriots?
I respect Vic Carucci to the utmost degree, and I think he is absolutely right. I mean, there is that eye test when you look at there and you see Tom Brady. Even when he was in Buffalo, I mean, the reason the Bills were sputtering wasn't because of, you know, Tom Brady just maxing out and putting up a bunch of points. It was the defense that had carried them, and Tom Brady, his receivers. If you're not Julian Edelman, like, you're on the hot seat, because Tom Brady, you see that. It's so funny because, you know, being in Western New York, it's like Tom Brady, he's like ageless. You know, he's never going to get to that point where he declines. And I feel like this year, it's really been to that point of him getting frustrated with his team, also not being able to have the arm strength to complete some of those throws that we have seen him be able to do. And it's been, I don't want to say fun to watch, because that's like, you never want to see a player, you know, not be a shell of themselves. But it's been really interesting to see, because, you know, the Bills will play them in a couple weeks in Foxborough. That's always been a game that you could just write off as, oh, you know, the Patriots are going to win that one. This year, with the way things are going as of right now, it's like, wow, that could really be a huge game for the Bills. And how cool is that to say, you know, especially considering it's late December.
Yeah.
You know, it's December now, and meaningful games is what you want to be in, and the Bills are in that right now.
Yeah, and we can look forward to that. We can look forward to being in prime time next weekend. I mean, it's going to be an exciting December for the Buffalo Bills, Jenna. We're appreciative of you doing the job that you're doing, covering the team for 13 Wham Sports. Let our listeners know what you and Mike and Dan and everybody over there are working on here leading up to Sunday.
Yeah, we have a really cool website. It's called BuffaloPlus.com, and it's literally all Bills, all everything. We have a bunch of articles from inside the locker room just talking about how the guys are feeling ahead of this week. It also has some, you know, there's previews. We do a Let's Talk Football live show on Facebook every Thursday at 7 o'clock. That's on Facebook. You can write in your questions, comments, concerns about the Bills, or just around the NFL in general. And, of course, you can find us on 13 Wham as well as Fox Rochester. But it's been a lot of fun. This Buffalo Plus website is a new thing that we just started this year. And it's been really fun to just be able to also have an outlet to do, you know, articles as opposed to just doing the TV side of things. So it's been really a lot of fun, like I said, just to kind of dive into some other stuff and do some other stories. So if people could check us out there, I think they would really like it, because it's comprehensive Bills coverage, even, you know, grading Josh Allen's performances after each game, you know, how he's evolved, things like that. So thank you for letting me have that opportunity to say that. But it's been a lot of fun.
Yeah, you're not confined to the 4 minutes, Jenna. That's or yeah. Three or whatever they give you, right? Yeah.
I wish it was 4 minutes.
Jenna, you're great with your time. Appreciate you coming into the sports bar with us this afternoon. Enjoy your weekend. Talk again soon.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate it. Have a good one.
Jenna Cottrell, 13 Wham Sports, our guest in the sports bar. Good stuff there. If you came in late, we'll get that for you on demand shortly. You can download the radio.com app, search out the sports bar. All of our guest appearances will be listed for you right there. Listen anytime, anywhere.
We're going to double up on the Bills talk, as you might expect, coming up in the 4 o'clock hour. We'll talk to Matt Perino, who's out in Buffalo. He writes for the Syracuse Post-Standard. One of our regulars here in the sports bar will be dropping by. We also have some breaking news out of the NBA right now. The Knicks have fired David Fizdale. New York, 4-18. Worst start ever for New York. I'll have some thoughts on that coming up, and I'll drink
Breaking
that.
News. Powered by Radio.com Sports and brought to you by Indeed. Post a job today at Indeed.com/hire. Wow. I'll drink to that. Some takes on tap in the sports bar. I've got a take on those Cowboys. And my non-sports take today, everybody's, you know, driving a little bit more cautiously. The weather dictates that you slow down a little bit. There is one traffic law, and I can't remember if I've ever shared this take on the sports bar. I know I've shared it with friends off the air. I'm feeling bold today. I'm feeling like I can share this with the world today. I'm going to encourage you to maybe bend a law of the road. I'm going to encourage you to do it.
Yankee fans are gobbling up this story about Gerrit Cole, and I cannot believe that Yankee fans are taking this at face value. I'm going to explain what this is really about.
All right, we got that. And Matt Parrino from the Syracuse Post-Standard joining us next hour here on the Sports Bar. Danger and Battaglia on ESPN Rochester.
Push your bandwidth to the limit with ESPNRochester.com. Stream the sports leader on your computer. Read the latest rumblings from the Bills and rumors from the Sabres. Breaking news, expert analysis and opinion, we've got you covered. Plus on-demand audio and all of the best moments from the Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia. Bookmark ESPNRochester.com, the online home of AM 950 and 95.7 FM. The sports leader. ESPN Rochester.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.